Welcome to the Big D Breakdown, your home for all things Dallas Cowboys news.
That's right, we're back for another episode of the Big D Breakdown. Tonight's show, we're diving into the latest headlines from around AT&T Stadium. With that, let's dive into today's first topic. The doors have swung open for the Cowboys to trade for a certain disgruntled star receiver. This player would be the perfect number two for Dak Prescott. Dallas Cowboys have a lot of problems right now. But it is eye-opening that a franchise legend like Troy Aikman came forward and blasted the offense. Aikman was specifically critical of the team's receivers, whom he believes run terrible routes and are lazy off the line of scrimmage. Aikman even called out CeeDee Lamb, who seemingly gives lackluster effort when he knows the ball isn't coming his way. While Lamb needs to improve that aspect of the game, opponents have thrown number 88 different looks in the name of limiting his impact. And it's worked. Whether it be cloud coverage, sending an extra defender in man coverage, or cheating a safety over to him, Lamb has seen it all. Despite that, Dak Prescott has thrown into tight windows this season at an alarming rate. While Mike McCarthy's scheme is partly to blame, Prescott and the offense are desperate for another difference maker at wide receiver. The upcoming trade deadline presents an opportunity for the front office to lend Prescott a helping hand. Luckily, there's a disgruntled wideout who is practically begging to be saved. Even though the Commanders played without rookie quarterback phenom Jaden Daniels for most of the game, they blew out Johnson's 40-7 on Sunday. I should mention that's Panthers' Deontay Johnson, who got blown out on Sunday, 40-7. Loss dropped Carolina to 1-6, and Johnson has expressed frustration with the team's effort following the defeat, saying, quote, "Frustrated, but I can't play every position on field and make every play. Everybody's got to do their job when it comes down to it. Yeah, it's tough, but I just tell myself to keep going regardless." Johnson hasn't officially requested a trade, but his displeasure is obvious. Caught one of three targets for 17 yards against the suspect Washington secondary. His talent is being wasted on the Panthers, who didn't score a point until the fourth quarter and mustered just 180 yards of offense in the game. Traded to Carolina in the offseason, Johnson has been under 30 receiving yards in 4 of 7 games. He has 21 catches for 283 yards and 3 touchdowns in the other 3 games, but it's virtually impossible for him to find consistency in a monotonous Panthers offense. Carolina headed for a top pick in the 2025 draft, and Johnson slated to be a free agent. He feels like an obvious trade candidate before the November 5th deadline. Johnson is the dynamic secondary pass catcher the Cowboys desperately need. He won't be cheap to re-sign, but paying two wide receivers become the norm amongst the NFL's elite. Time for Dallas' front office to get with the times and stop asking Prescott to play hero ball every week. Troy Aikman recently destroyed the Cowboys on Monday Night Football over the Derrick Henry stupidity. Troy Aikman is tired of how the Cowboys are being run. While the Cowboys could not embarrass themselves on the field in Week 7, it still wasn't a banner week for America's team. It started with Jerry Jones' temper tantrum on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas, and culminated with Amari Cooper getting traded to Buffalo for more than what the Cowboys got for him 3 years ago. To make matters worse, the Commanders and Eagles both won in blowout fashion to push Dallas farther down the NFC East pecking order. However, it took until Monday night for Cowboy fans to experience the most humbling moment of the week. By now, it is obvious that the front office screwed up not signing Derrick Henry in the offseason. Henry is in the midst of another incredible season, and he ran roughshod over the Buccaneers in the Ravens' 41-31 win on Monday Night Football. Henry's great game prompted Cowboys legend and ESPN color analyst Troy Aikman to take an indirect shot at his former team. This marked the second time in a matter of days that Aikman openly mocked the Cowboys. Appearing on 96.7 The Ticket in Dallas last week, the Hall of Fame quarterback eviscerated Dallas' receivers, bringing their route running and overall effort into question. Derrick Henry Cowboys narrative might be overstated, but it is still extremely pertinent. The Cowboys have the NFL's worst rushing attack, and Henry leads the league with 872 rushing yards, which is 202 more than the next running back. He's well on his way toward claiming his third rushing crown. Henry's dominance doesn't end there. He is first in rushing first downs, yards per carry, and yards after contact, as well as top 5 in missed tackles, forced, and explosive runs. He's 30 years old, and on pace for 2,100 rushing yards. Make no mistake, Henry wouldn't be putting up the same numbers with Dallas. Playing with Lamar Jackson is a cheat code for running backs. Mike McCarthy's scheme isn't a great fit for King Henry. The Cowboys would at least have a top 10 rushing attack with Henry lined up behind Prescott. And Aikman is using his platform to mock the Cowboys, suggest he is sickened by what the team has become, both in terms of their on-field product and negligent front office. One of the franchise's most iconic players openly ripping the team doesn't send a message to ownership, then nothing will. Let me know your thoughts in the comments section about what Troy Aikman said about the Cowboys. Do you think he has room to talk, or do you think he should just keep his mouth shut since the whole new Cowboys environment? And now on to our next topic. Trey Lance trade somehow got worse during the Cowboys bye week. And no, I'm not joking. What exactly was the Dallas Cowboys plan when they traded for Trey Lance? It's now been 14 months since Lance arrived in Dallas, and with each month that passes, it looks increasingly likely that the Cowboys set their 2024 fourth round pick ablaze. What little value Lance had was lost when Dak Prescott signed a 4-year, $240 million extension hours before the start of the season. Cowboys made the obvious decision to decline Lance's fifth-year option. However, he is still making $5.3 million this season as part of the fully guaranteed $34.1 million contract he signed with the 49ers as the number 3 overall pick in the 2021 draft. This trade has aged like milk that was left out in the sun, and it's somehow managed to get worse during the Cowboys' bye week. The player the 49ers drafted with that fourth-round pick, safety Malik Mustafa, has emerged as a key cog in the 49ers defense. He had himself a breakout game against the Chiefs, albeit in a losing effort. While the 49ers lost, Mustafa led the way with 12 tackles. He was on the receiving end of a lethal Patrick Mahomes truck stick, but Mustafa put himself on the national map with his performance against the two-time defending champs. The Wake Forest product took the form of a heat-seeking missile on Sunday. He set the tone for a physical defensive game with a highlight reel tackle in the first quarter, when he flew downhill from the third level to shut down a running play. Mustafa was not in the frame until the last second. There are a few plays in football prettier than a safety that shoots out of a cannon to sniff out running plays. Cowboy fans have hardly seen that this season from starting safeties Donovan Wilson and Malik Hooker. Mustafa had another textbook stop in the second quarter on an end round around to speedy Chiefs wide receiver Xavier Worthy. It was a coming out party for the 22-year-old. Meanwhile, in Dallas, Lance couldn't beat out Cooper Rush for the backup job. He's the emergency third-string quarterback, so he is essentially stealing money. In case you didn't know, Lance's $5.3 million cap hit is 8th highest on the team, more than Jordan Lewis, Tyler Smith, and Eric Kendricks, to name a few players. That is entirely on the front office for thinking it outsmarted the league by trading for Lance. Whether they intended to flip Lance for another pick or thought it gave them leverage over Prescott during contract time, it's been an utter disaster. Mustafa blossoming into a stud in year one just pours salt into the wound. Cowboys front office completely blew it by signing Zeke. He missed out on a cheap running back upgrade thanks to Ezekiel Elliott nostalgia. It is no surprise that the Dallas Cowboys running game has struggled as much as it has. They rank dead last in a variety of rushing metrics. While starting two rookies on the offensive line hasn't helped the cause, the biggest reason for that is the lack of talent in the backfield. Let us be absolutely clear, though, that this is not a knock on Rico. Entering week 7, his rushing success rate ranked 22nd out of 64 qualified running backs. The fifth-year pro is a serviceable starter. Rico isn't the problem, it's the options behind him. Ezekiel Elliott, for instance, shouldn't be on an NFL roster. Elliott's 34% success rate entering week 7 ranked 60th out of 64 rushers. Remains to be seen if the Cowboys will cut Elliott midseason, make him a healthy scratch, and elevate Dalvin Cook from the practice squad. It is clear that signing Elliott was a huge gaffe by the front office, and that became even more obvious during the bye week. Kareem Hunt was not high on Cowboys fans' running back wish list in the offseason. Seemingly everyone wanted Derrick Henry, but the likes of Aaron Jones, J.K. Dobbins, and Zach Moss were all available and affordable. They were all signed fairly early into free agency, however. Cowboys waited until after the draft to sign Elliott. Chiefs waited until September 18th to sign Hunt to their practice squad. Took a serious injury to starting running back Isaiah Pacheco for the 29-year-old Hunt to find a job, but he has quickly morphed into the engine of Kansas City's offense. While the Chiefs' wide receiver room is decimated, Hunt has been awesome. In 3 games, the former Pro Bowler has 172 rushing yards on 4.2 yards per carry, owns an impressive 71.2 PFF rushing grade, and has forced 11 missed tackles on 41 carries per PFF. Hunt was a catalyst in the Chiefs' win over the 49ers on Sunday with 83 yards from scrimmage and 2 touchdowns. He now has 3 touchdowns in as many games, has accounted for 12 first downs, and is averaging an even 95 yards from scrimmage per game. Care to guess what Hunt's cap hit is? $820,833 million. Elliott, meanwhile, has a 59.2 rushing grade, 50th out of 58, and 2 forced missed tackles on 38 carries. Accounted for just 6 first downs and is averaging 3.4 yards per touch. When you factor Zeke's $6 million dead cap into the equation, counts $8.4 million on the cap this season. The Cowboys rushed to sign Zeke after the draft. Mike McCarthy even revealed he wanted Elliott before the draft, so another team wouldn't steal him. Franchise's respect for Elliott as a player blinded them to the fact that a better and cheaper player in Hunt was sitting at home. And now, with the Cowboys back on the schedule, they look to overcome poor starts to their season when they clash with the 49ers on Sunday. You had said heading into Week 8 of the NFL season that both the Dallas Cowboys and 49ers would only have 3 wins each? You would have been called insane. Both teams finished 12-5 last season and finished as the 2 top teams in the NFC. This year, however, their seasons aren't going as expected. Heading into their Week 8 matchup against each other, the 49ers hold a 3-4 record, Cowboys hold a 3-3 record. Yikes. While both teams have looked like shells of their former selves this season, a large part has to do with their unfortunate injury situation. The Dallas Cowboys have been without All-Pro cornerback De'Ron Bland all year. They've been without Brandon Cooks, DeMarcus Lawrence, Micah Parsons, since their Week 4 win against the New York Giants. 49ers may be the only team in the NFL that has had it worse than the Cowboys when it comes to injuries. They've been without Madden cover athlete Christian McCaffrey this entire year, talk about fueling the Madden curse conspiracy, and have been without linebacker Dre Greenlaw, Devon Hargrave, Jawan Jennings, and several others for multiple games this season. To make matters worse for the 49ers, star receiver Brandon Ayuk suffered a torn ACL in their loss to the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday. The 49ers have undoubtedly owned the Cowboys over the last several seasons. Their previous matchup was a blowout when they defeated Dallas 42-10 in Week 5 last season. They also notably eliminated the Cowboys in back-to-playoff matches, ending the seasons of 2 12-5 teams that Cowboy fans were very confident in. While this is a matchup that the NFL was anticipating when scheduling them as the Sunday Night Football matchup in Week 8, this storied rivalry should feature another high-pressure game. It could be argued that these games are must-wins for both teams as they enter a brutal stretch of their season. Let me know your thoughts in the comment section below. What's your score prediction? Based on the injuries that both teams have, I'm going to say the Cowboys managed to pull it off. It's going to be close. I'm going to go, I'll go 35-28. And let's see what that happens. And now on to our next topic, of course. Cowboys pass rusher Micah Parsons' status is up in the air for Sunday night against the 49ers. The Dallas Cowboys spent the past week off and hopefully improving as they return from the bye. They are set to visit the 49ers, a team who has, like we said, relatively owned them in recent memory. For what it's worth, the 49ers are in more gettable circumstances than they've ever been in the little run for the Cowboys. Christian McCaffrey remains a question mark, and it is unknown for what severity, but it appeared as if receiver Brandon Ayuk was injured in the team's loss on Sunday to the Chiefs. San Francisco is below 500, a far ways removed from the juggernaut status they had in the same time as Dallas's title run of sorts. In spite of all of this, the Cowboys will need to be at their best to get above 500 themselves with a win against their longtime rivals. And that means we will all be crossing our fingers that pass rusher Micah Parsons is going to play. Parsons met with the local media on Monday and appears as if his status for Sunday night is still being determined. While the work week has begun, the Cowboys will obviously pick up serious steam for the week starting on Wednesday, so jumping to any conclusion before then would be unwise. Parsons has been absent from the Cowboys game day roster since their Week 4 win on the road against the Giants, as he has missed games due to injury at Pittsburgh and Detroit for the first time in his career. While Parsons is eligible to play for Dallas on Sunday night, the other Cowboy pass rushers who are out at the moment, Marcus Lawrence, Marshawn Neeland, and Sam Williams, are not, as they on injured reserves. Williams won't return this season. If there is any kind of reinforcement coming, it will be Parsons. Given that he is the best pass rusher on the team, the situation could certainly be worse. One has to wonder if the Cowboys did not sit Parsons through the bye week with his high ankle sprain in hopes that he could return for the specific game. While the Cowboys feel rather down at the moment, the season is a marathon, so ensuring that he is back in time to help the overall cause is more important than beating a rival that has owned the team, as mentioned. And despite Jerry, we're going to determine whether the Cowboys are buyers or sellers. Who should the Dallas Cowboys trade for, in your opinion? The NFL trade deadline quickly approaching on November 5th. We are starting to see more and more teams start to acquire talent, hoping to find the missing piece that will help their chances of postseason success. Right or wrong, the Dallas Cowboys don't look as if they will be active participants, whether buying or selling. In fact, Jerry Jones has already come out and said that the Cowboys won't be active prior to the November 5th trade deadline this year. Knowing what we know about Jerry Jones, though, anything he says can be taken with a grain of salt. How many times in the past has he said one thing only to do the complete opposite? So with all of that in mind, we thought we'd take a closer look at the current trade market around the NFL to see where the Cowboys stand, whether or not they can be buyers or sellers. The Dallas Cowboys are interested. There is talent out there that could be added via a trade. The only problem with being buyers is Dallas doesn't really have the draft capital needed to pull off any significant trade that would upgrade the roster without sacrificing potential future needs. As things stand right now, they only have one draft pick in each of the first five rounds in the 2025 NFL Draft. They sent their seventh rounder last year to Detroit as part of the first round Tyler Guyton trade, and sent a sixth rounder to the Giants for Jordan Phillips. They are expected to get the max number of compensatory picks next year, but those do little good right now. In order to add more talent to the roster via trade, Dallas would have to give up one or two of their remaining 2025 draft picks, further depleting next year's draft capital. That makes them being buyers prior to the trade deadline seem unlikely unless it is a rare player for player trade, like the Andrew Booth for Nashawn Wright one earlier this year. So what about sellers? The Dallas Cowboys are currently sitting at 3-3. And still have a chance to turn things around, keep their playoff hopes alive. But if they lose those next two back-to-back road games against the 49ers and Falcons, and move to 3-5 on the season, they could suddenly turn into sellers prior to the November 5th trade deadline. Despite the way they've played this season, the Cowboys have a talented roster. There are several players other teams could view as significant upgrades or the missing piece to their championship run. Dallas' season does continue to circle the drain after these next two games. It would be wise to listen to any and all calls about trades for their players. Marcus Lawrence, Brandon Cooks, and Zach Martin are three players teams around the league could potentially be interested in prior to the deadline. None of the three likely have a future with the Cowboys beyond this year. Jerry Jones and company would be wise to sell them off to the highest bidder for more 2025 draft capital. What's the verdict? Difficult to determine right now which way the Dallas Cowboys should go prior to the NFL trade deadline. Given their current draft capital situation, it seems unlikely they will be buyers. On the flip side, though, their season continues to get worse over the next couple of weeks. Very reasonable to believe they start trading some of their players that other teams could be interested in. But with that in mind, we're going to predict Dallas will more likely be a seller than a buyer this year. So don't be surprised if you see DeMarcus Lawrence, Zach Martin, Brandon Cooks, Trey Lance, Donovan Wilson, or Malik Hooker being traded. It's all about preparing for the future. And with that, we want to hear your thoughts on the topics we covered in the comment section below. Is there anything we missed? Anything we should have covered? Let us know. And of course, if you want to support the channel, you can buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/thebigd. Your support helps the channel grow, upgrade our equipment, bring new hosts, be able to pay them, one day take this show on the road. And with that, give us a thumbs up if you like our video. Hit that subscribe button down below. Of course, you can find us on all major podcast platforms, including Good Pods, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, anywhere you get your podcasts from. As always, thank you so much for watching and listening. We'll see you next time.
This has been the Big D Breakdown with your host, Larry Lees. Thank you for listening and watching. Follow us on social media at Big D Breakdown on Twitter, Facebook, New Big D Breakdown, and on Instagram. Just search the Big D Breakdown. Thank you for joining us. See you next time.